So my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 30th of September 2009 and the time's 20 past 12 in the afternoon. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Okay, my name's Robbie Singh. I'm 29 years old, almost 30, and I'm from Edinburgh. I grew up in the Highlands and based myself in Edinburgh and work between Edinburgh and London.
Okay, cool. What is it you do for a living?
I'm a freelance dance artist.
Okay.
So that means I work mainly in contemporary dance, and I work in various projects from performance to education to a little bit of project management. Work with the community and with professional companies. Yeah.
And how did you get into dance in the first place?
Through martial arts. When I was a teenager, I was heavily into a Korean martial art called Kuksul Won, which I studied up in the north of Scotland. And my martial arts teacher was an old school break dancer from back in the day, and he got me into breaking originally. And then later on, I found my tastes broadening, and I got into contemporary dance. Yeah.
So how do you find life as a freelancer, life kind of shoving up and down through Scotland?
Tough, yeah, it's hard. You never quite know where the next job's coming from or where your money's coming from. So kind of crave stability at times. So does my girlfriend. But at the same time, it makes it very exciting. So, you know, it's quite a thrill, as one thing tends to lead to another. So you're not quite sure how it's going to pan out, and it does get easier the longer you go on, because you become known and people talk. So, no, I wouldn't change it. It's great.
What would you say are kind of the most significant aspects of your work currently? What are you interested in?
Well, I've just done my first professional choreography plug, which was up at the Edinburgh Fringe, and we did really well. And it was the first grant I've been given by Scottish Arts Council, so that was very exciting. I'm trying to build on that, so hopefully I can take that project further. And it's working. It was a duet. I helped choreograph and manage and perform in myself and a friend, Julie Cleaves, who's normally uses a wheelchair to dance, actually, but for this piece she was on the floor. So it's quite unique sort of sector within contemporary dance. So and I think it's quite exciting, and there's a lot of development there, so I'm quite keen to pursue that at the moment as much as possible.
Cool.
Yeah.
So when was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
I guess it was about 6 months ago, just online, and a friend I think sent me a link to it, and it looked like it was an easy application process. I had nothing to lose. It was interesting, and then all of a sudden I had a place.
How did you feel when you received the email to say you've been allocated?
Oh, it's a mix of emotions. First of all, excitement, then terror, then sort of tried to forget about it for a while, but really excited now. I don't know if it's going to be the most exciting thing to watch, but I'm going to enjoy being up there. And I hope to have something to take away from it. So.
And what have you planning, or what are you planning on doing for the duration of the hour?
Well, the only thing that's guaranteed is that I have a video camera, because I like making little bits of video art, or whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to be filming what's around about, lots of shots of people walking by. And I guess it's coming from a dance background. I like to play with video and the way people are moving and splice them together. So I'll try and do something with that. But I'm also going to be launching a few paper airplanes from the top of the plinth with a link to my blog, which is plinthwednesday.blogspot.com, and it's basically for people that are watching online or people that happen to find or catch the paper aeroplanes. They can write something up, tell me what they think of what's going on, or answer a little question that I've written on the paper aeroplane. So and that's supposed to influence the way I edit the film. So hopefully it'll be sort of audience or passerby influenced in some way. Yeah.
Cool. So what are your thoughts and comments on that, the artistic concept of the One Another project as a whole to start?
I think it's fantastic to bring the public in on art and create this awareness of what's going on, and you know, in the centre of London, it's an ideal spot. You've got, you know, you've so many people around, so many people are going to be witnessing it right next to the National Gallery. And I think there's a debate about whether it's art or isn't art, or what certain people do is art or not, and you know, that's healthy, even if people are disagreeing or fighting in the streets or whatever they want to do. I think it's good.
So what kind of impact would you like your hour to have on those that take part, those that witness it, those that move within it, on you?
Well, hopefully they'll get the point and go onto my little blog and write something up there, and you know, they can follow up on that at a later date, and they can sort of have something to take away when they see the finished video. So, you know, I hope it's something that's lasting and something people can refer back to. Yeah, longevity, I guess.
And what other stuff do you get up to with your time?
I'm pretty busy with dance, to be honest, at the moment. I do love the countryside. My mum's up in Rannoch, right in Perthshire, in the heart of Scotland, and I'd like to spend a bit more time up there, seeing family. I haven't had much of a chance to do that recently. Sister's in Australia, so I've got a trip planned to see her at Christmas and New Year, and I would like to travel a bit more and see if I can take work abroad as well, perhaps. Yeah, a bit more relaxing, I think, as well.
What would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
Health, my health, my family's health, my girlfriend, and my career, my development of my career. Quite big things, I suppose. Yeah.
And what plans, hopes would you have for your career and what ideas that you have?
I just hope it keeps developing, and I mean, it's a very competitive industry, so I hope I can sort of make a bit of a name for myself through hard work and become recognised for my own unique projects and style, and I really would like to make a positive impact with dance in the wider community rather than just watching in theatres, you know. So participation, I think it can really help a lot of people, so I'd like to see that I could be a significant factor in making that happen. Yeah.
And what other kind of more general kind of hopes, aspirations, fears do you have in the future?
I do worry that people are more spread out these days, and technology is sort of what we tend to rely on to communicate so much, and I think I feel it myself, it's difficult to sort of stay together as a family, I suppose. That's quite another big issue, but yeah, just trying to stay close to people and friends, really, and not be sucked into your own world too much. Yeah.
And going back to the project, how does it feel to be one of 2,400 people that get to experience taking part in the
piece?
Yeah,
very lucky. I feel very privileged, and like to thank the whole One Another project and Anthony Gormley and Boris Johnson and everyone that's been involved, because I think it's just a brilliant thing, and it's probably the highest profile participatory arts project that I can think of, and I think that's, you know, it's the future. So it's fantastic. I'm really happy to be involved in this, and I hope there's more to come.
And how are you feeling 30 minutes before you get up on the plinth?
How many did you say?
About 30.
Right. slightly anxious. I mean, I'm used to performing for people, but this just seems so different. I'm not sure how exposed I'm going to feel up there, on the height and things, but I feel quite anxious, because I think there's so many people watching online and so on, but I'm just going to try and forget about that and enjoy the experience.
And who would you say you're doing it for?
I'm doing it for everyone who witnesses it, receives a paper airplane, takes, especially those who take the time to try and help in it, and then for those who see the final little video. I'm also doing a bit of a plug for Breast Cancer Campaign, which my girlfriend works on, and their Wear It Pink Day, to promote awareness for that. So I'm doing it for them as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, to say for posterity?
No, I think I've got some paper aeroplanes to make and the toilet to go to. And just thanks to everyone for making it happen. It's brilliant.
Cool, thank you.
Cheers.